brachos parachat mishnah aleph elu dvarim shebein beishamai ubeis hillel besudim. In this parable, we're going to mention a number of differences between beishamai and beis hillel in regard to hilchos seuda, the halacha that pertain to a seuda. Beishamai omrim mevarech alayom, v'achakach mevarech alayayim. The first machok is between beishamai and beis hillel in regard to hilchos seuda is about kiddush. According to beishamai, the way you say kiddush is first you make the bracha on the yom. Meaning to say, first you make the bracha of Kiddush. That's called Al Hayom, as a Kiddush is for the day. You say Kiddush for the day of Shabbat, or for the day of Yom Tov. And only after you say the Kiddush, do you say the bracha on the Yayin. As according to Beis Shammai, since the reason we make Kiddush is because of the Yom, meaning since this day is Shabbat, or this day is Yom Tov, that's why you make Kiddush. So it's appropriate that you would say the bracha on the Yom, meaning you would say the Kiddush, and only after that would you say the bracha on the yayin. And the second reason is that the yom precedes the kiddush. And if you don't make kiddush right away, immediately, then it gets dark instead. You do it a little bit later, so the yom came first, and after that came the kiddush, so you make the bracha on the yom, and only after that you make the bracha on the yayin. Beis Hillel Oimrim Mevarech HaYayin V'Acher Kach Mevarech HaYom. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says, first you make the bracha on the yayin, first you say Barich Priyak Gafen, and only after that you say the bracha on the yom. Only after you say the bracha on the yayin do you say the kiddush hayom. And if you make kiddush on bread, which if you don't have wine, that's what you do on Friday night, you make kiddush on bread, then you would say the moitzi lechem min haaretz first, and only after that would you say the kiddush. And the reason for Beis Hillel is because the yayin is gorem the kiddush. If you're making the kiddush on the yayin, so the yayin is what causes the kiddush, so the bracha on the yayin, the barik priyak gafen, comes before the kiddush. An additional reason for Beis Hillel is that the bracha on the yayin is tadir, it's more frequent than the bracha on the yom. If you more frequently say barik priyak gafen on yayin, then you say kiddush. As kiddush is only on Shabbat and Yom Tov, well, the bracha barik priyak gafen on yayin could be every single day. And we have a cloud, tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir, code of something that is more frequent than the other, comes first. So since the bracha of Barik Priyak Gafen is more frequent than the bracha of Kiddush, according to Beis Hillel, you first make the bracha Barik Priyak Gafen, only after that you say the Kiddush. Sechaz Dachaz Parachas Mishnah Beit. Beshami Armin, Noivun Liyudayim, Ba'achakach Moiz Gines HaKos. Beshami said, you first wash your hands, and only then do you pour the kos for the Kiddush. As you wash your hands for the bread before you make Kiddush, according to Beis Shammai, as first you wash your hands, then you pour the kos of Yayin for the Kiddush. And of course, I'm explaining the reason for Beis Shammai. As Beis Shammai holds, it is forbidden to use a kos that the back of the kos is tameh. As even though normally, in a Torah, the kos is either completely tameh or completely tar. You can't have a kos that the back of it is tameh and the inside is tar. But in Rabbanan, there is such a scenario where the back of the kos would be tameh, as if the kos became tameh from liquid that are tameh. In a Torah, liquid that are tameh cannot be metameh kos. In Rabbanan, liquid that are tameh would be metameh a kos, but they would only be metameh the back of the kos, not the inside of the kos. The Beis Shammai holds you can't use a kos that the back of it is tameh. So therefore, you should wash your hands first, and only after that should you pour the kos. And if you pour the kos first, before you wash your hands, but your hands are tameh, as hands that are not washed are considered a sheni latuma, maybe some of the wine from the kos will get to the back of the kos. And your hands that are tameh will be metameh, the liquid that's on the back of the kos. And the liquid that's on the back of the kos will subsequently be metameh, the back of the kos. And according to Beis Shammai, cannot use a kos that the back of it is tameh. So therefore, you should wash your hands first. And since your hands were washed before you use the kos, there's no possibility of your hands being metameh the kos. And your hands are now tar once you wash them. Beis Hillel Oimrim Moiz Gines HaKos V'Achakach Nodlin Li Yadayim. Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, you should pour the kos first. And only after that should you wash your hands for the bread. And even though your hands are tameh before you wash them, even so you should go ahead and pour the kos. And we're not afraid that your hands will be metameh the back of the kos. And according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to use a kos that the back of the kos is tameh. So there's no reason for you to wash your hands before you pour the kos. And the back of the kos anyway might be tameh. Instead, you should pour the kos before you wash your hands. And if you wash your hands first, there's a possibility that the kos will be metameh your hands, since you're allowed to use a kos that the back of it is tameh, according to Beis Hillel. If you wash your hands first, maybe your hands will not be completely dry from when you wash them. Your hands will still be a little wet, and the liquid on your hand would become tame from the back of the coats. And that liquid would subsequently be mitame your hands, and you'd have to wash them all over again. So better, you should pour the coats first. Only after that should you wash your hands according to Beis